The Cooperstown Summer Music Festival began with three events in 1999. Since then, has offered the region more than 100 performances, from classical to contemporary, jazz to bluegrass, cabaret to kids' concerts. This month, the festival will present a concert each Sunday, and artistic director Linda Chessis joins us with a preview. Linda, always good to see you. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's always fun to be here.
What a delight to have you. All right, so I know this Sunday is pretty much sold out, but give us a sense of what's going on and how you put this particular festival together.
Well, this festival actually started in May. We had a concert in May and a concert in June, and now we do have four Sundays in August. We begin this Sunday with the Bill Charlap Trio.
Oh, we were playing out earlier, yes.
And he is just amazing, and he's coming with the Washington Brothers, and he really is the true heir to Bill Evans. You know, he's like, he does the American Songbook better than anybody I know. So I'm so excited about that one. But I think we will, there's still like 10 tickets left online.
Oh, you could be the lucky 10.
Yes, okay. You can. And then we move on August 11th. We welcome Rachel Barton Pine, violinist, in a program called American Traditions. And this is actually the first time I've had an unaccompanied violinist for a whole program.
Really?
And because I just feel like this is the person who can really do it. And this is a program that is a classical celebration of American folk roots music for violin. So she begins with Bach and then moves through Scottish melodies and then through fiddling. And she's an extraordinary fiddler in the style of Mark O'Connor and Bruce Molsky. And then she really moves on to classical, to African-American composers. And she's done a CD called Blues Dialogue, all based on African-American composers. And the program ends with the thrilling Paganini Variations on Yankee Doodle, which is kind of a must hear.
Yes, always Yankee Doodle.
And this is actually in conjunction with an exhibit across the street at the Fenimore Art Museum called Perfect Harmony, the musical art and life of William Sidney Mount.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So it really is a great pairing. So if people want to come to see the show at the Fenimore, then come across to hear the 4 o'clock concert. Makes for a nice afternoon.
Very nice. When you put all this together, how has it changed over the years?
It's changed in that I know my audience. My audience is quite diverse, and I do like to have at least something that everybody will like.
That's hard to do.
It is very hard to do, but people believe in my curatorial skills, I hope, and they do turn out for things that might sound somewhat unusual.
So bring us through. Where do we get your? Obviously, we have the Sundays, and then you even have the concert in October.
In October, and that's all about birds.
Yeah,
and that's I think wonderful for the fall. With a giant video, we did this several years ago, but I've expanded the program to have all bird-related music. Bob Sirota, who wrote this fantastic piece, Birds of Paradise, which I paired with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Birds of Paradise project videos. He's writing a new piece based on the Beatles' Blackbird for us in a new kind of setting.
That's cool.
Very cool. Yes.
That's cool. On the 18th, so that we get to hear you on the 18th.
Yes, I do play from time to time. The 18th is fantastic, the Lysander Trio. And this is really, I called it Slavic Serenade, but it's really the sumptuous Eastern European two blockbusters, the Rachmaninoff early trio. Elegiac Trio, which he wrote when he was 18, but it's just like, you know, tear your heartstrings. And the fantastic Dvorak trio as well. And then I'll play the Martinu trio for flute, cello, and piano, and which is just fun and buoyant and colorful. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
And then you do Baroque Masterworks.
We've been having kind of a pattern of the Sunday before Labor Day weekend having a big Baroque extravaganza, and it's getting bigger. So I've comprised a chamber orchestra made up of musicians from the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, the New York Phil, Echo Chamber Orchestra, various string quartets, a far cry from Boston. Everybody's coming together to rehearse in New York, and we're really doing blockbusters. Like, everybody knows and loves Pachelbel Canon, but not everybody's heard the Gigue that it's paired with. We're also doing the Bach Orchestral Suite number 2. Again, I get to play on that one. And then we'll mix it up a little bit with the Grieg Holberg Suite in Baroque style, and ending with a wild set of variations on La Folia variations by...
You said a moment ago that you know your audience, and certainly seems apparent. Give us a sense of that audience and what you think, because I've heard it described by others, other artistic directors, that you have to train them. You train them in the sense to earn their trust so that they understand whatever you do, they're going to come and enjoy themselves.
Yes, I think so, because I think my... what's important to me is, no matter what the genre, to have the absolute best quality I can muster within our resources. And so I often find up-and-coming artists that people don't know. But since we've been doing this for 21 years now, I have a lot of people who came as up-and-comers 20 right. years ago are now superstars, and they still come.
Yeah, so the Rolodex, not that such a thing still exists, but the Rolodex is quite large.
Absolutely.
Now. You have a lot of people to draw from.
And,
good canon.
And it's very rare that anybody says no.
Yeah.
People really like to come. Cooperstown's a great place, beautiful venues. We're doing 3 concerts at the Otisaga. You know, what's better than... And you don't even have to dress up, you know. That it's
be comfortable.
It is. I mean, people say, "Well, the Otisaga, it's very formal, this grand hotel." No, you just come, buy a cocktail. You can come in with your drink, sit down, enjoy yourself, stay for dinner, rock on the front deck or the back deck. It's just a lovely way to spend a summer evening over the lake.
Well, a beautiful program, and it is Bill Charlap Trio. A couple tickets left for that at the Otisaga Resort. And most have 2 shows, is that true?
No, one show only.
One show only. Then what am I looking at?
And then we do have a 4:00 on the 11th. For those people who don't like to drive at night.
Oh, I see. It's 2.
We do have a 4:00. Rachel Barton Pine is an afternoon performance.
Excellent. So you get a chance. All these Sundays in August to take advantage, and of course the one in October. You can find out the entire schedule by going to CooperstownMusicFest.org, CooperstownMusicFest.org, to find out more about the beautiful program put together. Linda Chessis, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Again, you can find out more at CooperstownMusicFest.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.